I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here is today's news. Well, Jimmy Carter, the 39th President of the United States, has passed away at the age of 100. Known for his humility and unwavering dedication to service, Carter leaves behind a legacy that extends far beyond its presidency. While his tenure from 1977 to 1981 was marked by significant challenges such as the Iran hostage crisis and economic struggles, Carter's post-presidential life showcased his profound commitment to humanitarian efforts. As a champion for human rights and global peace, he founded the Carter Center, which worked tirelessly to combat disease, mediate conflicts, and ensure free and fair elections worldwide. Carter's dedication to public service also extended to Habitat for Humanity, where he and his wife, Rosalind, spent decades building homes for those in need. His compassion, humility, and steadfast belief in the power of kindness inspired millions. Despite a presidency often overshadowed by difficulties, President Jimmy Carter will be remembered as a leader whose deepest commitment was to people, embodying the highest ideals of empathy and service. The Bishop boys varsity basketball team faced off against the Templeton Eagles at the Gus Glikas Gym here in Bishop in a non-league match. It was a back-and-forth game for the first half with both teams trading baskets, but the Eagles went on a run in the second quarter, fueled by the Broncos' turnovers on offensive, and went in with a lead of over the Broncos 31-23. The second half was much more of the same, trading baskets, and the Broncos just couldn't dig out of the hole they had dug in the first half and fell to the Eagles 59-45. The Broncos were led by scoring by Emery Dondero with 18 points, followed by Richie Talavera with 9 points. Chris Charlie has 6 points. Sophomore Dom Dondero with 5 points. Sophomore Devin Mitchell with 4. And Carlos Salas added 2. The Broncos get a break before going back into league play, which will be on January 7th in Rosemont. It will be a much-needed break as they have multiple kids battling colds and not feeling that great. So this will be a nice break for them to get healthy, said Brad Weaver, the BUHS boys varsity basketball head coach. Well, Death Valley National Park's Emigrant Canyon Road will close starting January 6th for road repairs. There will be no road access to Wild Rose until early March. This construction includes armoring to protect the road from flash floods. Climate change is increasing the frequency of severe floods, said Superintendent Mike Reynolds. Unfortunately, we need to close the road now so the work can happen. The remnants of Hurricane Hillary caused severe flash flooding in August of 2023. Flooding extensively damaged Emigrant Canyon Road, leaving drop-offs of up to 6 feet where the pavement used to be. The Federal Highway Administration hired a contractor to fill in missing road segments with aggregate and cold patch asphalt. This allowed the Emigrant Canyon Road to temporarily reopen in the spring of 2024. Starting on January 6th, though, a second FHWA contract will bury concrete barriers and rock-filled gabions in the road shoulders. These structures will protect the most vulnerable sections of the road from future flash floods. The work is funded by FHWA Emergency Relief for Federally Owned Roads Program by the National Park Service Disaster Supplemental Funding. Emigrant Canyon Road will be closed during construction since Lower Wild Rose Road is also closed due to flood damage. This will mean there is no road access to Wild Rose Campground, Wild Rose Charcoal Kens, Wild Rose Peak Trail, Thorndike Campground, Mahogany Flat Campground, or Telescope Peak Trail until early of March 2025. Well, I'm Jason Brown bringing you today's news. For more news, always head on over to SierraWave.net or follow us on Instagram or Facebook at Sierra Wave Media. Thanks for listening. We are the local community's news.